Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Brooks.
And I'm Megan.
And welcome to the Creaky Podcast.
Hashtag Creaky. Hashtag Creaky. So should we tell them exactly what the hashtag Creaky Podcast?
Yes. The title of the podcast, Creaky, actually comes from a combination of the words creepy and freaky, which makes creaky when you combine them.
Yes.
And this is our paranormal podcast.
Exactly. We're going to be talking about all things paranormal, not just ghosts and ghost stories, but cryptids and just things
alien encounters.
Yes. Things that just don't make any sense scientifically. Yes.
Odd phenomenon in general.
And today we're going to be talking about a creature from our home state of North Carolina.
A what?
Yeah. Nicknamed Normie.
Normie?
Yeah. It's from the Lake Norman area. So they nicknamed it Normie for Lake Norman. It's supposed to be something like the Loch Ness Monster, Nessie. Oh. But this is our version of Nessie, Normie.
Is it the same type of creature? Like, what they say, like, Nessie's a plesiosaur? A plesiosaur?
No, they think it's, there's a lot of speculation of what it is, okay? So, some people believe that it is an alligator that has mutated due to the nuclear power plant that's close by. Yeah. So, they believe that it's a huge alligator that just keeps growing.
Oh.
Some people believe that it's a huge catfish, same thing, that mutated and just keeps growing. The Army were doing experiments in Lake Norman and thought that they saw a catfish large enough to swallow a human being.
I've heard about that. I've heard about lakes that are like so deep that once you go down like to the depths, there's like fish down there that could be the size of like beetles, like bug cars.
Right.
Like buggies.
So there's that speculation. And then there's a lot of other ones, other than just the giant catfish and the crocodile. There is the plesiosaurus one, but I think it's most people fall into the groups of just huge catfish and crocodile that has been mutated. And a long time ago, when I lived down there, so I actually lived down there, and I guess it would be an alligator that mutated because that's the area. It wouldn't be a crocodile. Crocodiles are more Australia. Alligators are more here. Is that right?
Are alligators more indigenous in North Carolina? Like, does North Carolina, I don't even know. Like, I'm from North Carolina. I don't even know if we have gators.
North Carolina has been known to have gators, not as many as, say, Florida.
Yeah.
But there are swamplands in South Carolina, and so sometimes they come up from South Carolina, and you see them in North Carolina. Not that often, though. But I thought that I saw an alligator in Lake Norman. I was visiting one of my friends, and I had to cross a bridge that had Lake Norman to the right of it. And just out there, it was huge, and it had a tail, and it was just kind of swimming around. And I was like, that has to be an alligator. What else could that be that's that large with a long tail? It didn't look like a fish. Yeah, so maybe I spotted Normie.
In your best estimation, like, how long was this creature?
Oh, gosh. It was like, really long. I would say 15 feet long. Yeah, huge.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was, like, a school of something, and they just all kind of formed to look like an alligator. But it, I mean, if I had to bet money, I would say it was an alligator. AKA Normie. Yeah, so a film crew from Japan spent 3 days a couple of years ago trying to capture Normie. And I don't think they got any, you know, footage of Normie. But the second day, they were using chicken as bait off of the boat. And the captain of the boat caught something on a 250-pound line. So this line is supposed to hold at least 250 pounds of something. And the line cracked and broke. Yeah. So they think that was what it was. That was normie. But of course, they can't be sure. But I mean, 250 pounds.
Yeah.
That's bigger than a fish. Maybe. And Lake Norman isn't like attached to the ocean, so it's a freshwater. So whatever it is a freshwater creature. It's not an ocean creature that came from the ocean into the lake somehow. Like you hear sometimes of sharks getting into lakes through rivers and such, but this has to be freshwater. So when you're speculating what it could be, an alligator is something that it definitely could be because it's freshwater. Same with catfish, but it can't be anything oceanic like a shark or something like that. And there's also LakeNormanMonster.com where people like post their encounters. And there's also pictures if you want to go and take a look. Some of the pictures have like a long spotted creature.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe catfish-like. And then some of the pictures look more alligator-ish. So they're
long and spotted?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It looks weird. And then there's a picture I saw that looked more like Nessie, where, you know, it has like the, it comes up in like humps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's one picture like that.
That's a big thing, I think, with both Nessie and the one in Lake Champlain, where they named him Champ. For Lake Champlain. Mm-hmm. They always say that there's humps when they come to the like the surface. Because there's like these humps on their back, but I guess like it's like almost like they're hunched.
Oh.
And so when they're going through the water, a lot of people who have had these sightings say that they see those humps, those like swells, and they're moving very quickly through the water.
That's I think they own the Lake Norman Monster. They put Champ and Normie in the same category as if they're the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's actually, have you ever seen American Monsters on Amazon Prime?
Mm-hmm.
So they actually do an episode on Champ and Normie together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you can watch it on Prime if anybody wants to, you know, learn more about Normie.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
It just seems so odd that, I don't know, a lot of people see different things. So in my mind, I think it might be two different creatures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just an either or. Maybe it's both.
Well, also, I just looked up like a map of where Lake Norman is, and that's just north of Charlotte, right?
Yeah, North Carolina. It is.
Mm-hmm. So it's not too close to the coastline. Like most of the other things, like Champ and Loch Ness Monster,
right,
is they speculate that you know, the ocean was further inland, you know, a long time ago, and then when the ocean receded, it cut off, you know, some prehistoric, you know, creatures in lakes, and then the lakes turned into freshwater. But this is pretty far inland, so I don't know if that would make sense as far as it being something prehistoric.
That's so, right. That was my point when saying it wasn't close to the ocean too, not just so oceanic creatures could get in there, but also the same, like you're saying.
Wow.
It's not close enough. It's too far inland for ocean to have been there.
I would probably be leaning more towards the mutation also, or even I think just in nature in general. I mean, there's also all these other stories about these, you know, extremely large animals, like maybe like every few generations or something like that. It's more of like a natural mutation. You know, there was supposed to be sightings. I'm not sure where it was, but they're talking about these like crazy large boars, like wild boars, and that can get to like the size of like bears.
Oh yeah, I saw where some guy hunted one, and like they had a picture of a huge one. Yeah, and people were saying it was photoshopped, but it was real.
So it could be a natural mutation where, you know, either an alligator or something like that, or even a fish, just grew to like a crazy size. I would probably be leaning more towards a fish. Has there been any like land sightings?
Like it on land? No. Yeah. Not that I am, not that I've read. There might be. I'm reading through some of the sightings now, but most are, they're on the lake and they see it.
Yeah, because with gators tend to also, you know, climb onto land and right. at least, you know, get on the shores and stuff. But there also, there's prehistoric like alligators and stuff where they don't have hands. They have fins. Like they don't have like right. just legs. They just, they are strictly just in the water. And that's mm-hmm. more, that's getting more in fact to like the whole prehistoric creatures.
And, you know, I think it's funny too, that it's close to like a power plant mm-hmm. where, you know, I think of the oblongs where they live close to a yeah. nuclear power plant and they were all mutated. But you would think that it, if something happened and things got into the water, it wouldn't just be one creature that got mutated. There'd be a bunch.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it could also be something where, you know, most of them get killed off by any type of pollution or anything like that. And maybe one just survived but got mutated by it. Or maybe a handful of them. That could also explain, you know, they say like there's different versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, you know, it could be actual different species that, you know, kind of like one out of like 1,000 that didn't get killed by it, but got like, you know, mutated by it.
That's a possibility. I think I'm leaning towards it's there. So I do believe that it exists just mm-hmm. because of what I saw. And that huge creature of whatever that had a tail.
I would say I'm pretty open-minded to anything water-based, because even when it comes to like the ocean or even lakes, like, you know, you see stuff all the time where like on TV or like news where it's like, I had no idea that even existed.
Right. You and know? they say that 100 or so different species are found every year, are identified, that nobody never knew they existed before then.
Yeah.
And most of them are oceanic creatures and, you know, aquatic creatures, because lakes are pretty deep too. I mean, yeah. they're not as deep as the ocean, but there are things that could lurk down there
mm-hmm.
that nobody has been to explore.
That is kind of a scary thought. I'm already pretty iffy about getting in the ocean in general.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I always are even going on a boat out in the ocean, because I always feel like, I was like, there's some weird shit down there. And the one time I'm going out there on the ocean is going to be down there and be like, hey, I wonder what's up there.
Yeah. I watch these videos because I would love to go on like a killer whale cruise where you see killer whales migrate, because they migrate from Alaska down the western shoreline. So I'd like to go on one of those cruises, you know, and then you see these boats that are out there, you're doing like the cruises, and then a huge whale like comes up out of the water and almost hits the boat. And I'm like, yeah, that would be me.
Yep. It'd be like the one time we'd go out there is mm-hmm. There'd be a whale on deck.
Oh man. I love that stuff though. I want to see it close up, but not too close up.
Yeah. Like I'm curious about it, but then I'm also a little, you know, fearful about it.
Right. I think I would go out on Lake Norman, you know, just to, yeah. And I mean, I have been out on Lake Norman, but I haven't been out there thinking, oh, there's some monster here, you know, that wasn't in my mind. It was more, I'm going to relax, have a few beers and fish.
Yeah. I think I'd be more inclined to go out on a lake than the ocean.
Yeah. And I mean, I would be interested to actually go to Lake Norman and do an investigation and mostly interview the people that live around Lake Norman, you know, that have houses on the lake, and see if they've seen anything, but also go out on the lake and just see what we see, you know, not necessarily try to bait it and get, you know, capture it, but just see what we see.
I think in the moment I would probably want to bait it and maybe not capture it, but you know,
at least see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe bait it from far off and get some binoculars.
I wouldn't like jump in the water and like start looking around like, oh, let me see what I see. Like I wouldn't do anything like that, but
I want to be turned into like Lake Placid.
Yeah. Or is it Oliver Stone?
No, not Oliver. Yeah. It's what is his name? Oliver Platt maybe, or something Oliver like Twist. That.
I think it's Oliver Platt. I think he would show up.
Yeah, it is Oliver Platt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Betty White, she feeds it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to read some of the sightings, if you don't mind.
I'll go right ahead.
All right. This is from Caleb from Cornelius. He saw this back in January of this year. He says, it was a quiet and peaceful winter morning. You know, one of those mornings where the mist rises out of the lake into the sky. And this dude could write a book. Yeah. I was just paddling along when all of a sudden a bright light flashed from beneath. I stared down into the water and saw to my shock that the depths of the lake were illuminated with a ghostly white light. I see all sorts of creatures swimming in the glowing depths. Some were beautiful, others ugly, and some were just plain terrifying. But the greatest shock came when I stared into the light and realized I saw a black circle, like a pupil in the middle of the glowing sphere. I then realized it was the glowing eye of a giant monster.
Wow.
Yeah, that one's creaky.
Yeah, super creaky.
Yeah. I think I'd be getting out the lake.
I wonder how, like, if it's the, if the eye was that big.
Yeah, I mean, it was, and it lit up the water.
Mm-hmm. Well, you always hear about how, you know, fish and stuff, especially in the bottom of the ocean or in the depths. I think some in lakes also have that that ability for, you know, where they have evolved and have like luminescence to them in general to help them lure in food or help them see better.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of one with their eyes glow, though.
Yeah, I don't know. That would freak me out.
Yeah.
I mean, and he saw lots of creatures swimming around because of the light. Like, he could see other things in there. Mm. So, all right, here's another one. So, I'd been telling this story for a while off of fall day. Me and my friend, who also lived in Crown Harbor, were on her dock. We went every single day and sat out there and swam. If it was warm, we were always out there. Well, on this day, it was pretty foggy and chilly. We look over and we both see this super big creature making a hump in the water. It was dark black and was huge, not a snake. It looked really crazy. Me and her looked at each other and freaked out. We've never seen anything like it. We were terrified. She says she lived over there for a while and she fished all the time. There was another time her and her friend were down at the dock and it was nighttime and something huge jumped out at them, towards them, like it was trying to eat them. And so they took off running. She didn't know what it could be because they were spooked, so they didn't turn around to see what it was, but it was jumping out of the water towards them.
Yeah, I don't blame her for that.
Yeah.
I'd hightail it too.
So she lives there and seen several things that just were unexplained.
Hmm.
Yeah. I wonder, are there sturgeons? What kind of fish is a sturgeon? Do you know?
Oh, the sturgeon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the sturgeon, I don't know.
Someone says, my dad, a friend, and I were fishing off of one of the coves down the hill from the campsite, 12, at Lake Norman State Park. It was probably about 7 o'clock in the morning, and they heard a splash. And just as they turned to see what it was a sturgeon-looking thing going back into the water. So I wonder if sturgeons aren't, because, I mean, if sturgeons are in the lake, then that wouldn't be.
Okay. I quickly just Googled some images of sturgeon. They're pretty long fish with very kind of pointed, I guess, I don't know, mouth, muzzles, faces. And they can get pretty big.
So are they alive? They're not extinct, right?
Correct. Correct. They are current fishes.
Fishies.
Current so fishies.
Do they live in the ocean? Oh, I guess they do. I'm reading. In North America, they range along the Atlantic coast from the Gulf of Mexico to Newfoundland, including the Great Lakes. So maybe they're both, depending on what kind of lake it is.
Yeah. If it's like maybe accessible through through ocean.
I wonder if there are sturgeons in Lake Norman. Let's look that up.
Yeah, and just Googled it real quick too, and it said white sturgeon are the largest freshwater fish in North America. The largest weighed 1,500 pounds.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah. So that would break. Well, wait. What was the tension on that line from that fisherman captain?
250 pounds.
250. So a sturgeon would be big enough if it got up to pounds to break that line.
And one of the pictures was that long creature that was spotted. I don't know if sturgeons could be spotted, but that's a possibility.
Take a look at some images of white sturgeon, because they say that's the largest freshwater fish.
While you're doing that, I'll read you another spotting. This was last year. A man from Mecklenburg County said he saw a dinosaur-like creature in the water. He was at Lake Norman on a boat with his friends when it showed up on a Saturday morning. He says, I was on a boat. We were near the lake's main channel when we saw something splashing around the water. He described the alleged creature as 10 feet long, dinosaur, reminiscent of the mythical Loch Ness monster. Oh. He added that the animal was visible for about a minute before disappearing back into the water, but nobody took any photos or videos. And there's a lot of people that claim to see something that looks like a dinosaur eating a duck at the lake.
Now, does that one say just dinosaur, or is it dinosaur-esque, or like the plesiosaur or Loch Ness?
It just says something that looked like a dinosaur. So I'm guessing it has to be plesiosaur, because that's the most well-known water dinosaur, right?
Mm-hmm. I just sent you a picture of a white sturgeon, and it looks like it does have, it's like spotted. It has like these white diamonds, that diamond-esque look things that go along the sides.
That's not like the picture that I saw. The one that I saw was black spots on like a green.
Was it a regular sturgeon or a white sturgeon?
I don't know. I mean, it was supposedly a picture of the monster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you look up Lake Norman monster and go to images, then you can see, everybody that's listening can also take a look. And I believe one of the first couple images is the creature. And you'll see it in the black spots.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is pretty large.
Yeah. And creepy.
And creaky.
Very creaky. Somebody put a picture of the Lake Norman monster and it's just a turtle. But, I mean, there are so many possibilities of what it could be that I don't think anybody can say for sure there's not a monster in Lake Norman.
Well, I mean, how would you even go about capturing even if it's, you know, a sturgeon, or even like a 1500 pound white sturgeon, but even if it's something bigger than that, something mutated, either a giant gator or catfish, or maybe even a mutated, if a sturgeon mutated, they're already big enough as it is, they can get like really big then.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even know how you would go about capturing that thing.
You would need some pretty strong equipment.
Yeah.
We'd have to ask some of the poachers they be getting killer whales, you know, but I don't want to talk to them because I don't like them.
So you gotta ask them, but you gotta kind of like ask them like kind of on the DL.
Yeah,
they'd be like, we don't poach. And it's like, all right, cool, but if you did, how would you capture something that big?
Right. Some of these sightings, too, They're just like, I don't know what it was, but I guess it could be Normie. One guy says that he swims a lot because he lives off of the lake. And one night, him and his next door neighbor's granddaughter was swimming, and there were no boats out there. Something jumped and made the biggest waves he's ever seen in the lake. He said he's never went back and swam after that.
Well, once again, don't blame him for that.
Mm-hmm.
Did they see, or did he just know something jumped?
Yeah, he saw something jump, but I guess not, wasn't close enough to see exactly what it was.
That's interesting too. Are there any more sightings of it breaching the water like that?
Yeah, there have been. Let me find the one that I was looking for earlier. And even some people on this LakeNormanMonster.com post pictures of what they see. So one guy says he was on a jet ski a few weeks back. This was back in September of 2014. So it's been a few years. When he first moved down here with his girlfriend, and while they were out on the lake, they both saw a large body come to the surface. He said it was dark and shiny in some spots, but at least 14 foot long. He says, I hauled ass past it, and it came to a stop a little farther away from the spotting because they were both scared to death. He asked her, did you see that thing? And they both saw it. And now they're both scared to swim there. And I guess he's been back out to try to get pictures of it, but he hasn't been able to.
That's pretty wild. The thing I think of the most, though, and it just came to mind when the previous sighting about it breaching and causing the large waves, mm-hmm. is I don't know if fish do that. I mean, I know fish kind of come out of the water. It's more of like when they, like a shark, when it comes to breach the surface, you know, it comes from beneath to attack something.
Yeah.
And then breaches the surface and kind of like, you know, splashes back down.
Oh, fishies do that too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've been on the lake and seen fish breach, come jump out of the water and come back down. Scare the death out of me every time it happens, but it does happen. And I'm guessing that's what it is. They're swimming really fast to get something on the surface of the water. And then they just come out.
I'm trying to like zoom in on these pictures, like enhance.
Right.
Zoom, enhance.
Well, how about we take a break?
All right, that sounds good.
Have a word from our sponsor. We're back. So, here's a sighting that I want to read. This was a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I just moved here, never heard of anything unusual in the lake. But in the 6 months I have been here, I regularly see strange wakes on the surface of the water. I just assumed it had something to do with the depth and the currents. But at about 9 a.m. on January 23rd, 2014, I saw what looked exactly like pictures of the Loch Ness Monster, minus the head. It was long, narrow, and a very dark color. What I saw on the surface did not seem to be moving, but the water surrounding it churning, and it slowly sank into the water. The churning water expanded almost to each side of the cove. This was not a momentary sighting. I saw this for several minutes, long enough to rule out anything logical. So it was long. It was like the Loch Ness Monster, but he didn't see the head of it.
That sounds familiar too. I want to say I've heard of another encounter where someone says like it would like either turning water around it or almost vibrating. Like they say from like the water around it that it seemed like it is almost pulsing like very quickly.
Right. Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy to hear some of these like encounters that kind of correspond with other encounters. Like I want to say that one was for Champ though. The one I watched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These all sound very similar in nature. Mm-hmm. At least some of the sightings. Some of it could be something else.
I wonder what that could be, though. Like, what would be the reason for something like that to be sitting in place and causing this, like, water, like, you know, churning the water or vibrating the water around it?
I mean,
like, what is it doing? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, a reasoning a creature would do that. Is it trying to, like get comfortable? Is it trying to attract food? Is it like, what is it doing? Is it playing?
Maybe it's using its fins or whatever to try to get the to pull water up from the bottom to get food.
Possibly.
Or maybe, now this is a theory that I've thought of. Maybe these aren't creatures from Earth. Maybe they are alien. And there's things that they can do in the water that no other creature we know of can't.
That is interesting.
Well, you know, they've traced back octopus. The octopus, they said, came from like an alien, some kind of alien bacteria that was on like a meteor or something and evolved into the octopus. But I'm guessing a lot of creatures are like that. But I mean, you look at the octopus and it does look alien-esque, you know, it's got eight legs and it's kind of weird to know that it's actually an alien creature.
Yeah. Or even jellyfish. I would put my money on jellyfish being alien.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got stung by a jellyfish.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you pee on it?
I didn't.
No.
I went to the hospital. I've got a little scar on my pinky. No, I didn't pee on it. Ew.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, right?
I got somebody else to pee on it now.
I didn't pee on myself. That'd be gross.
But for Normie to be an alien is a possibility, right? I mean, I guess.
I mean, think about it too. Even with like a lake being so far from the ocean, then it's kind of like, you know, ruling out the possibility of it being prehistoric. I mean, it's possible maybe some type of meteor or something like that hit within the lake and something has been evolving in the lake.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know if any of our listeners have ever seen Normie or any other kind of lake creature, maybe around where you live, mm-hmm. that you can't explain. Something like Champ, if you live close to Lake Champlain. There can't just be, you know, sightings at certain lakes, like just two lakes or three lakes. There's got to be something that people see in various lakes, because if it's one of those creatures like the Loch Ness Monster, you know, so that's a possibility for all lakes, right? That they could have all been a part of the ocean at one time. Even if it's very far inland, like we don't know how the Earth evolved, right?
Yeah, we don't know how far inland the ocean actually reached.
Exactly. I mean, there's the whole, you know, what is it, Pangaea, where the countries and continents split off and they used to all be one.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's a theory. Who knows if the world wasn't just all ocean before, you know, the land came up. I don't know.
Yeah, you're talking about like some like water world stuff and then the ocean receded and exposed all the land.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. Because what is that? Like the Earth is like 70% water or something like that?
Yeah, that's a crazy amount. And that just goes to show you how much we don't know, because a lot of the oceans people haven't never been in, you know? I'm guessing there are parts of the ocean that people haven't even been in a boat on, you know?
I think that was one of the things too about them coming to the conclusion about Champ is from what I watched, I believe it was on that Monster Quest show on Amazon Prime that I like to watch. And I think it was in the early 1900s, they were building a railroad and they had come across fossils for what they thought was like a whale.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was a plesiosaur, and it was pretty far inland. And that's when they started, you know, coming to the conclusion, like, hey, the ocean must have, you know, come in this far. You know, why else is there, you know, an aquatic creature fossils this far inland?
Yeah. I mean, if you, in South Carolina, Kevin's family lives in South Carolina, and I mean, it's at least 3 or 4 hours, you know, away from the ocean, and they've got sand and seashells in their yard, you know, like, mm-hmm. I know it's not as far as what you were saying, but still the ocean had to have been that far in at one time for it to be just sand. I mean, they don't even really have dirt. It's just sand out there. It's crazy. They call them the Sand Hills.
There you go. Appropriate name.
Yeah. But I would really like to hear from people that have seen a lake monster. One that maybe we could possibly investigate if it's not Lake Norman. Something that we can look at, because I'd really like to hear. And if you've had a sighting of Normie at Lake Norman, then definitely let us know about that, because we want to know.
Because I think a lot of people, too, who have had the sightings already, judging by what they have seen in their experience, they probably have their own theories as well.
Right. That's true. And I mean, of course, if you have any pictures, definitely let us know, and we'll get in touch with you so that we can see those daggone pictures. But also, any of our listeners, if you have any paranormal experience at all, let us know and we can talk about it on the show. We can also investigate and see if other people have had similar experiences. It doesn't have to be a sighting of a lake monster, anything. If you've seen anything out of the ordinary or experienced anything out of the ordinary that you couldn't explain, let us know about it, because we want to do a show.
Because here on Creaky, we're going to be covering, like we said before, a pretty wide range of paranormal and unexplained things.
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's anything we're going to say, ooh, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching a show last night. It's Life After Death. I don't know if you've seen it on Netflix. It's got Ricky Gervais in it.
I've seen it. I know of it, but I haven't seen it.
They had a reporter go out because a guy said that he was raped by the ghost of Liberace. Yeah. So if that's happened to you, definitely let us know. We want to explore those things too. I mean, like I said, there's nothing that's off limits.
Anything and everything.
Yeah. Is there anything specific that you'd like to know about, Brooks, for our next episode?
For our next episode?
Yeah, like, I know that you were looking into Bigfoot, so.
Oh, yeah, because Bigfoot is a classic, and so I would like for our next episode for us to go over Bigfoot, more theories, and even outstretched, like, theories that people don't really talk about.
Oh, the unspoken.
Yes, the more, I guess you would call them far-fetched theories. They are still, you know, possibilities, but are a little less known.
Oh, I have a question, but I'll hold it until the show, because I'm very curious about this theory that I have. So, yeah, if anybody has had any experiences with Bigfoot or a Bigfoot-like creature, then definitely let us know that. There, in the summary of our show, there's a link to leave a voice message. So click on that and leave us a voice message and let us know your contact information so that we can contact you and possibly bring you on the show. That would be fun. And soon I'll have all of our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, those social media accounts up so that you can follow us. So I don't know exactly what you need to search for yet, but it'll be around the Creaky.
Around Creaky.
Yeah.
Hashtag Creaky.
Hashtag Creaky. Anything you want to tweet to us? Hashtag Creaky. You can just tweet and just use hashtag Creaky and we can look it up.
Yeah, that'll work.
So, and we'll tell you how to follow us and everything. So yeah, is there anything else you want to add to this show, or any questions you have about Normie that maybe I didn't get to?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Yeah, it's creepy, and I mean, we both live close enough that maybe we could go explore one day.
Yeah,
let us know if you had any experiences, and maybe we'll come interview you in person, and you can just see how beautiful we are.
Which is really, we are really beautiful.
Super beautiful.
Super beautiful.
Oh, and I also want to mention, if you don't know, we have another show where we just talk about crazy stuff because we are hilarious, called Cispro Show, a comedy duo. We are on Anchor, we are on Apple, Google, we're on all the big names, Spotify. So yeah, make sure you listen to that, because it's a little bit more upbeat, not so serious.
Yeah, pretty random.
Mm-hmm. Very unscripted.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Until next time, keep it creaky.
Oh, I like that. Keep it creaky. Keep on creaky.
Creaky, creaky.